What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're going to go to Raluca Suchanu. Raluca, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to talk about Sweden going cashless. Can you tell me to what extent it has done so and how effective that is?
Well, you know, we live in a society where digital systems are the backbone of operations. So it comes at no surprise that they have gone cashless. And there are other countries that have done the same. For example, Singapore have done it for quite a while. India have tried to go cashless as well. For Sweden, from an operational perspective, I believe it's been quite successful. However, we have seen cases of fraud becoming more prevalent as a result of this. Now, they do have a strong cybersecurity element to it, and they have a very well-established digital payment system. However, when everything goes digital, you are introducing new risks as well.
Now, part of the reason for going cashless is armed robberies, and we had a spate of those in Ireland at one time. That spate has diminished, although there have been one or two knockoffs from time to time. But in Sweden, there was a big problem. So the move to the cashless society was all to do with not having to transport huge amounts of cash or store cash in large quantities. But of course, going digital opens the way to another kind of theft, online theft, which for many people might appear easier than taking a gun out and robbing a bank.
That's correct. And there's several ways that this can be done. For example, going cashless means that you're using more cards. And this introduces a new threat called card skimming. And that's when a criminal is attaching a device to a card reader, such as an ATM or a payment terminal. And we've seen several cases, even in Ireland, where ATMs may have a malicious device attached to it so that it reads the card's information when someone puts it in. And this has happened quite a lot all over the world. Then you have got phishing scams. And this is where the hackers are trying to obtain sensitive information such as credit card details. And then you've got online transaction fraud as well, identity theft. So there are several ways and several risks that are now being introduced as a result of this.
Now, as you may have read, that the government is going to introduce some sort of regulation here, which will insist that cash is still going to be a viable alternative for the card. Is that the right way to go, or should we invest our efforts into trying to persuade people to go cashless?
I think in every society, cash is still relatively important. And look, there may be other political or operational reasons why they may want to do that. You've obviously got people in society that don't want to use cards and they prefer to use cash, and you have to cater for all needs. And for example, elderly people might still prefer to use cash. And it's important that, you know, you have an inclusive way of operating that caters to all needs.
We have also seen the failure of the digital infrastructure where payments cannot be made by card. And people with full shopping baskets, and then the system goes down and they've got to abandon their shopping if they don't have cash in hand.
Yeah, I mean, look, we live in a society where we depend on digital systems, and everywhere we look, we're surrounded by tech, and we're talking about everything from cloud storage and communication to payment systems and devices. And I think the outage last week is a good example of that, that, you know, when this breaks down, it affects us all. And one of the vulnerabilities or the risks that we need to consider when going digital is single points of failure. You know, when your entire operation depends on digital systems, a single point of failure can really disrupt everything, and data breaches as well, right? So these are the two most prominent risks. And we've seen numerous examples where payment systems haven't been available even last week because of the CrowdStrike failure. But even in the case of data breaches, point of sale terminals may not be available, which means that an entire, supermarket or chain of supermarkets is essentially down, and you can't scan anything and you can't pay for anything. So it can cause huge disruption for sure.
Now, what about the use of the mobile phone as your effective bank card? And many people have a wallet on their phone and they'll store their credit cards as well as things like boarding cards for aircraft. Are we incredibly vulnerable in that situation?
The wallets have been created with really good security in place. And there are multiple ways, of course, that you can try to attempt to skim a card or that is connected to your phone. However, the way that this has been architected by the manufacturers and the providers of software is incredibly effective, actually. So it's not that easy to skim, you know, the cards that are sitting on your Apple Pay or your Google Pay, because they do have very effective measures in place.
So you remember a few years back, there was talk of people on the escalators in London going up and down the escalators with equipment in a briefcase, for example, the idea being that it would use this near-field technology to take all the details of a card of another commuter that they passed. Is that threat still live?
It's highly unlikely that that is an effective way. Like I said, the way that the systems and the readers have been architected and manufactured, you have to have very close proximity to the card. And you also, there's a limit on these cards as well, right? So you can't have multiple transactions. And these days, for example, Thales would be one of the most prominent organizations behind these systems. They've architected the readers in a really effective way that it's incredibly difficult to skim cards as you pass by passengers. So I would say that although it's a good idea to be aware of these risks, it's important to also understand that it's not that easy to skim the cards as you pass by someone, but it's more important to pay attention to your online identity, make sure that you use the right passwords, make sure you rotate them and have two-factor authentication so that when you pay online, you're secured.
Now, one of the issues, if you lose your phone, you lose your digital wallet, and people may not be able to access that without a biomarker like an iris or a face or a fingerprint. But when you lose your phone, if all your passwords are stored in your phone, it creates a huge problem trying to resurrect your technology and your bank accounts.
And this is why it's important to have backup in place. I mean, these days it's quite easy to back up all of your information to either iCloud or the Google version of that. And it's in a very effective way to recover your phone information or your card information. And if you don't have a backup in place, then it's important that if the phone gets lost that you have a passcode or a passkey so that nobody can access that information.
Now, I was reading that most of Sweden's banks allow customers to close their online card when they're not using it. In other words, every time they use it, instead of just tap and go for a coffee, they actually have to open the banking app and say, okay, I'm about to make a purchase. It kind of takes away from some of the convenience that tapping and going would have while making your shopping more secure.
It does to a certain degree. I think there is a limit as well in terms of the amount that you're talking about. And I think as the user, you're pretty much in control of that too. So you can have a conversation with your bank. You can set the right limits. And
allowing a purchase up to €20, for example.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, the bank, it's important that the bank has the right security measures in place to secure the user and the transactions, but at the same time they have to make it convenient too. Like I said, the contactless payments are pretty secure these days.
Now, the question of the CrowdStrike outage caused by them last week, have we fully recovered yet, or is it still making its way slowly across the globe?
There are still organizations that are dealing with the aftermath of the incident. As you can imagine, you know, certain organizations run incredibly complex infrastructures. Now, CrowdStrike have provided the right measures to make sure that they recover, and to a certain degree, some organizations may have something more complex in place. They may have servers that have encryption in place. Maybe they haven't found the recovery keys, and they are also dealing with the backlog of what happened over the weekend. So a lot of them are up and running again, you know, operations are running, and there could be a few organizations that are still struggling with the server level of recovery.
Some of the comments coming in, Raluca. The banks get all your most valuable information for free when you go cashless, and they charge you for the privilege. They should be paying us for that data, not charging us. That's some Robin Burr. Well, they're not supposed to be sharing your data anyway. So if they collect it and they can't sell it, it's not worth anything. My card was skimmed in AIB Rathgar on the ATM outside, but because it was a Middle Eastern card, the security was high and the person did not manage to steal anything. You should always use the ATM inside the bank if you can.
100%. Yes, we've seen actually a lot of, you know, corner ATMs that have no branding, so they could be non-AIB or Bank of Ireland branded, and those are the easiest ones to install these skimming devices. So it's really important for consumers to use appropriate ATMs.
During the latest digital crash, I found myself and two hungry kids at the airport with no access to the banking system. I will never depend on digital money again, as with hard cash, you're always in control and able to provide for children, especially in emergencies. No doubt there is worse to come, as digital systems are uncontrollable. Cash indeed is king. That's from Emma in Kildare. And a frequent call you get from people, this is from Declan. If I take €100 and spend it on numerous transactions, then I spend €100 and I get €100 value worth. If, on the other hand, I do electronic transactions and I spend €100, I'm actually not getting my full €100 because I'm being charged for every transaction.
Yes, I mean, different banks have different fee structures, and I think it's important as consumer to understand what you're paying for and understand that you might be paying for convenience as well.
All right. Raluca, thank you very much for all of that. Raluca Suchano, who's CEO of Smart Tech 247 Cyber Security.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.